All right, we're live here at Exotica, New Jersey, 2015, with the reigning AVN Female Performer of the Year, Miss Anna Galbraith. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, thank you.
How's your weekend in here at Exotica going?
Weekend's been a lot of fun. It's my first time doing stuff on my own at Exotica. Last year I was here with Jules Jordan, and this is quite the experience. I really love doing this and hope to be doing a lot more shows in the future.
Yeah, and you were feature dancing Friday night at Sapphires. What was that like?
Yes, I was. That was my first time actually dancing at Sapphire. It was a lot of fun. It was actually the first club I ever saw when I was thinking about feature dancing. I wanted to see the girls and how they deal with their stuff. So it's kind of funny, like a year later, now I'm dancing at the club as one of the feature dancers. So it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I happened to catch your show that night. You came out in the classic sexy schoolgirl outfit, which never fails.
Yes.
especially those stockings on those long legs of yours.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, how's the weekend been here? Meeting all the fans, taking photos?
I think it's great. I love meeting the fans. It's actually really awesome because I always see them online, and it's kind of, you know, it's really awesome to actually put a face to the name and to meet more fans as well.
All right, and of course, the big story this year, of course, is you won Performer of the Year at the AVN Awards. What was that like?
That was amazing. It was mind-blowing to win Performer of the Year. And it was even better because I won it with Mick Blue, my husband. It was the first time ever that a married couple's won Performer of the Year together.
Yeah, that's some
pretty incredible.
Husband and wife, the two best people at having sex.
Yeah, he's my best person anyways.
There you go. And the other big story is now you and Mick have started your own production company, BAM Visions. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have. We actually paired up with our business partner, Maestro Claudio, and we started a production company called BAM Visions. We've released, how many have we released so far? We have 11 DVDs and released...
We released nine movies so far.
Nine, yeah. So we've released nine movies. And it's doing really well. Just did my own movie called Booty Size that came out last month, and it's an all-girl anal movie, and it was my chance to actually do stuff that I've always wanted to do with the girls I've always wanted to work with. So it's a great chance, and I really love directing with them as well.
And in that movie, didn't you do was it Abigail Mack's first girl anal?
No, I didn't do her first. Actually, I did Abigail Mack's first girl anal for a girl's way, but I had her back to do anal with me. I did Mia Malkova's first girl anal, though, and that was incredible.
I knew it was one of the two.
Yeah, Mia, she's amazing. She is such a little anal queen, and she doesn't even know it, which makes it even better, of course.
All right, sounds good. Well, now that you won Performer of the Year, are there any other goals or any other things you left to accomplish?
Well, I wanted to also talk about my movie Wanted with... Oh.
I would wish if Annika could win Actress of the Year, because in my eyes, you know, she's not just a great performer, but she's such an amazing actress as well, you know, with beautiful acting talent. And like the movie Wanted from Wicked, directed by Stormy Daniels, I think it's gonna be a good competitor, hopefully, for that.
Yeah, that was a great movie to be in. It was actually a lot of fun because we got to ride horses all week when we were shooting, and I did my own stunts, which I love. I love that Stormy has the talent to do their own stunts, because I got to be hung from a noose. And of course, it was all safe, but, you know, just doing something like that, you don't really get a lot of opportunities in porn to do that. So when you're given a movie and you're given a main role to perform in and to do not just acting, but, you know, to do your own stunts as well as the acting and the sex, it's really an incredible experience. So yeah, Mick, yeah, he's right. I would love to win Best Actress. That would be really awesome.
Yeah, no, also Kira took a similar path. She won Female Performer of the Year, and now her goal is eventually to work on winning Best Actress.
Yeah, and it's a great goal to have. Yeah.
Yeah, like they said, to show you both a performer and as an actress as well.
Yeah, exactly, because you have not just talents in the sex area, but also talents just to show people that you have talents elsewhere as well.
Yeah. And of course, I see Wanted here. It's going to be one of the, hopefully one of the big movies at AVN this year.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. It really is. It's, you know, it's probably the biggest movie I've done all year as far as features go. So I really hope that it comes out with a lot of awards, or at least a lot of nominations. Yeah.
I was talking with Stormy Daniels about it. This movie's like her own personal like Apocalypse Now, and that it, she went through hell to get this thing made. I saw on Twitter you guys had weather and broken down cars and girls canceling and all kinds of problems.
Yeah, we had leeches too. Allie Hayes and myself got leeches all over our body from the pond water.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, it was something kind of like a bucket list. Now I don't ever have to do it again as far as getting leeches on my body. But no, yeah, that movie went through everything. There was so much going on, and like Stormy's personal life. She had her favorite horse passed away, unfortunately, in a storm in Texas while we were in California shooting the movie. So it really showed a lot of character and perseverance for her to continue making the film and put everything she had into it, knowing what was going back home, you know, with her horse. So I have a lot of respect for Stormy for pushing through it and just keeping a face on and carrying through and making a great movie. And we all loved it. I mean, it's actually some of the favorite people to work for together when it comes to feature movies, because everybody gets along. It's like one big family.
Yeah, that is Amber Rain's last adult movie, so.
Yes, it was Amber Rain's for our last movie, and it was actually my first time meeting Amber Rain, so it was really awesome. It was kind of like sad because I've always wanted to work with her, but you know, we got to do dialogue together in the movie. No sex, though.
All right. Yeah. Now, is there anybody left that you haven't worked with that you'd like to?
Oh my gosh. I'm sure there are. I'm always telling Mick, you know, when I see somebody, I'm like, I want to work with her. I want to work with her. Or I want to work with him. But you know, I would love to work with all my Spiegler sisters. That's something that I would love to do. One of my dreams, actually, I don't know if it can ever come true, but it's to do like a whole gangbang or orgy with all the Spiegler girls together. And I think that would be absolutely fantastic. Like, I would do it for free. I don't know if anybody, actually, I can shoot it. We can shoot it. We have to talk about that.
What do you say, Mr. Blue? You feel like shooting a Spiegler girl orgy?
A Spiegler girl orgy? Sure.
We should do it live, and then they can donate their holes for free for a good cause, and then we can send anything that people pay towards the orgy, we can send to a good cause. We can make it for charity. Orgy for charity.
Orgy for charity.
Yeah.
That sounds fun, right? It's definitely
spinning right now. I really want to do this.
It's definitely something you can keep in mind, you know?
Now, in addition to shooting, and now you're starting to direct, you also feature dance as well.
Yes, I'm actually feature dancing now. I started feature dancing June 2015, so I'm still pretty new to the whole block, but I'm making my rounds. I dance about once a month, sometimes two times a month, and I'm really, really enjoying it. It's another great opportunity for me to meet fans and make more fans as well.
You got any dates coming up?
Yes, I'll be back at Sapphire New York on December 18th. So don't miss me.
Yeah, what do you call it? It's strange. All the girls that they had dancing over the weekend are coming back. Like Jelena Jensen's going to be back in a few weeks. Veronica Rodriguez come back in December. I don't know if this weekend was like a preview weekend or what, but they're having all the girls back again.
Yeah, that actually is funny. Maybe it was like a little, you know, appetizer before the main course type of thing. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So last question is, how do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex to me is when you can have an actual good sex is when you can have good chemistry with the person and connect with them on a passionate level. Not just, you know, it feels good, but actually it feels good in your mind and in your heart as well. Like for me, Mick Blue is my favorite person to have sex with because...
Well, I hope so.
I know it sounds really stupid, probably, but I can actually, like, when I look into his eyes, I can feel his soul. I can feel his heart. I know how much he loves me, and I love him so much. So it's really beautiful having sex with Mick, and that's why my favorite person to have sex with is him, because he's just, it really makes me happy.
Aww.
Teary-eyed just talking about it. It's really embarrassing.
All right. So where can the fans get a hold of you at?
The fans can find me on my social media, on Twitter at Annika Albright, and on Instagram at A Lot of Bright Smiles. Currently, I'm working on a website, but still trying to figure out what I want to use for a platform and all that good stuff. So I've got scenes from the fans that nobody's ever seen. I just it'll be a while until I can release them. But I hope they're looking forward to all of that.
All right, well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again next time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we might as well just keep going with Mr. McBlue here. Why not? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. McBlue, the reigning 2015 AVN Male Performer of the Year.
Hi, everybody.
So tell us, what was that experience like?
It was a mind-blowing experience because, how can I say that? When we were sitting in the audience, and I looked through the book, and then I was hoping that they let the girls go first, because like the whole year my goal was set. You know, I wanted so much that Annika will win, because I knew how important it is for her and her career, and how difficult it is for girls to actually win it. You know, and then I saw the book, and I was like, damn it, why? Why they let the guys go first? You know, like
probably because the female performer is like the big award, so they save that for last. That's probably why.
Probably, but I was like, damn it! Yeah. You know, it's like I wanted to win the award.
See it.
You know, but like for me, it was like I could not have been happy. It seems like. If I would have won the award, and then Annika didn't, you know, so I was like, okay, damn it, you know, and then when they called my name, it was like a huge relief, because I was kind of like I was hoping and wishing, you know, for so many, many years, you know, that maybe my dream can come true as well, you know, and then it happened. But I couldn't completely relax yet, because Annika's category was not there yet, you know, so I was like, even in the backstage after with Joanna and stuff like that, you know, like I told her, like, listen, you know, like we can talk about it, you know, but like I need to know first if Annika.
Yeah, I remember watching on Showtime there when you were doing your interview with Joanna Angel, and they announced the female performer of the year, and you were like, is that Annika? And you started flipping out.
Yeah, no, it was, as I said, you know, like, yes, I was extremely happy to win, but my mind was still set, you know, is she gonna make it, you know, because in her category the competition was so strong, you know, like with great girls like Adriana, you know, just to name one, you know, who was one of the biggest competitors for her, and many, many others, and it was just a relief, you know. And also, like, when I come one more time back to my category, you know, like I know all the guys, you know, who are in the same category. There are so many out there who also deserve to win it, you know. So it's kind of like how can I say? One side you're happy, but on the other side you're kind of like, damn it, you know. Those two or those three would have deserved it as well, you know, like, when is their time going to come?
Well, this was your first win as Male Performer of the Year, correct?
It was the first win as Male Performer of the Year, you know?
Yes. I was going to say, I know other performers, Manuel's got the record, what, four times, and I think James Dean's won it twice.
I think Manuel did it five times even, you know? Yeah, no, he has the record, James did it twice, you know? Lexington Steel, I think he did it three times.
He's won it a few times. Yeah.
Then in the past we had also Evan Stone and Tommy Gunn won it once. So it's like, I mean, it's a huge accomplishment, you know, and there's the number of winners down, you know, but nevertheless, you know, I always go to the awards, you know, I just hope, you know, that somebody gonna win it who deserves it, you know, for women and for guys,
there you go.
And then I'm happy, you know.
And the other big news, like I said, you and Annika have started your own company here, BAM Visions. Tell us about it.
Yes. How much?
I need $10.
Okay. And, no, I can multitask. Yes, we started our production in May for BAM Visions. It was kind of like Claudio Maestro. He was partner with Mike Adriano before, and they split up for several whatever reasons, you know. And so it's kind of like he basically got in contact with me and said like, hey, you know, I want to do something together. And so we sat together, and then we decided, okay, you know, like it can be a good team, you know, like Maestro Claudio, Annika, myself, and his wife Tiziana, who does the editing. And so we started producing, you know, and we produced the first movie in May. It was Annika's Anal Sluts. And then from there on, you know, we just kept going, you know, and now we have finished 11 movies in production. Mm-hmm. I said before that we released 9, but actually we released only 7 so far. Yeah. Like the 7th movie gonna come out in a few weeks. And yeah, let's see how it goes, you know.
Very cool, very cool. In addition, you've had a very big year, another big year performing as well, too. You did Riley Reid's first anal scene, you did Kendra Lust's first anal scene,
yeah.
And you did another girl who we can't say because it's not public information yet.
But you know.
I do, but I'm not going to say because I'm gonna respect the company's wishes and not blow the story.
Yeah. No, it's a... yeah, it's like, it was... For me personally, I feel, you know, that this year, yeah. the past year, I've worked more than any years in my whole career. It just feels like, because there's like BAM missions going on and then all those firsts, you know. And I'm also extremely thankful, you know, to all those girls.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty flattering they pick you for that, to do that.
Exactly, that I was... the girls number one pick, and also like the producers and directors number one pick, because it shows, you know, that they have faith in my abilities, you know, to give them what they need, you know. And I need the two of, you know, like the scenes I did with Riley and Kendra, you know, I knew the stakes were high.
Yeah,
it's like those kind of scenes, you know, they were like, yeah. 30-40 grand, you know, production cost involved in one scene. Yeah. And it's kind of like it feels like you as a performer, you're sitting there with a gun on your back.
Yeah.
And you know, like, shit, you know, I can't blow that, you can't blow that, you gotta have to deliver, you know. And it's can be a difficult task, and like we did it, like all three girls, you know, yeah. The third mysterious one, you know,
yeah.
They all did great, you know, and I'm super happy about the product, you know. And we had a few other ones too, who were kind of like first, but I don't recall the name right now.
Yeah.
Another big one is actually coming in a week or so. Also for Tushy.com.
Okay. Very cool, very cool. All right, sir, so where can the fans get a hold of you at?
The fans can get a hold of me on Twitter and Instagram on MickBlueXXX. So if you're respectful and you write nice, you know, you're gonna get a like or a retweet or answer you. Disrespectful comments or stupid comments, I just ignore.
Yeah. But if they have any requests, any girls they'd like to see you shoot, they can hit you up there.
Yeah, like we have a blog on Adult DVD Talk as well. I read all the comments. Yeah. I don't answer to all of them.
Yeah.
But yes, I do consider requests from fans.
Yeah.
When it comes down booking girls for BAM missions.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like our niche with BAM missions is anal oriented mainly.
Yeah.
And we do like to bring newer girls in, you know, like girls who are not that experienced, you know, or who haven't had the MickBlue anal experience yet.
Well, also there's just so many girls and you're so busy you can't keep up with all the new girls. I know other directors like Mime Freak, Mark Angel, or Jules Jordan, it's almost like having your own little scouting department of, you know, they keep track of all the new talent for you.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track, but as I said, I'm still thankful that I'm working a lot for other people,
yeah.
And that gives me the possibility to scout girls, you know, or I also direct for Zero Tolerance and Third Degree, you know, where I have also the possibility to just like, if I'm interested in a girl and I don't know how they are and how the personality is, I can shoot them in a vaginal scene for that company. And then if I like them, I shoot them in for Bam Visions. Like an example was Ziggy Star. She's cute, she has a fun personality, and so I shot her for another movie of mine, not for Bam Visions, and I liked her performance, you know, her natural drive and sex, you know, and the giggly moments and everything. I was like, okay, you know, I can do something with that. So I shot a week later, I shot her for Bam Visions, it was great, you know. And yeah, we do scout girls, you know, from the internet, from the request of the fans and stuff like this. But please, everybody out there, don't be mad, you know, if you can't shoot all the girls, you know.
He's getting to them as fast as he can.
No, right. First of all that, you know, and second of all, we have 8 scenes, you know, we can, yeah. Or 8 slots a month where we can use girls. Yeah. Not all 8 slots, or not every movie we shoot is good for new girls. Yeah. You know, so we need to keep that in consideration as well. And then some of those girls, you know, they don't do anal.
Yeah.
And the others, they may be retired already.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, they are in town maybe once or twice a year because they're from the East Coast. You know, yeah. It's really difficult to keep track on that as well, you know, so.
But take note, folks, he's trying to shoot all your favorite girls as best he can.
We do, we really, really do, you know. Sometimes if I get a recommendation, you know, I might know the girl already from before and I had a bad experience, we won't shoot them, you know.
There you go.
But we like to keep all the fans happy because without the fans, our company wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Because we rely on the fans, you know, to sell our product and to get memberships on these websites and stuff like that. And we appreciate that highly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. We thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. See you guys in the future, and come to AVN.
There you go, man.